persistence and detail today on the Ultimate Ground Rules.
But I have raised you up for this very purpose, that I might show you my power, and that my name might be proclaimed in all the earth. Welcome to The Ultimate Ground Rules, a podcast built specifically to encourage, empower, and strengthen the faith of coaches as they live out their God-given purpose to develop the next generation of leaders. And now, your host, Dave Pritchard.
Hello and welcome to The Ultimate Ground Rules. I am your host, Dave Pritchard, and it's great to be back this week after a short break last week with a little bit of a head cold. Finally got rid of that and am ready to dive into the Word with you this week with just a little bit of encouragement, looking in the Gospel, specifically at Luke, and just a couple of parables. Specifically, I want to look at two small parables in Luke 15, the parable of the lost sheep and the parable of the lost coin. First, the parable of the lost sheep, Luke chapter 15, verses 4 through 7. It says this: "What man of you, having 100 sheep, if he has lost one of them, does not leave the 99 in the open country and go after the one that is lost until he finds it? And when he has found it, he lays it on his shoulders, rejoicing. And when he comes home, he calls together his friends and his neighbors, saying to them, 'Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep that was lost.' Just so, I tell you, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who need no repentance." What we see here is Jesus questioning those that are listening with a scenario. He says, which of you, if you had 100 sheep and you lost one, wouldn't leave the 99 to go find the one? Basically, how many of you would be content with having 99 sheep and just let the one go? Jesus reinforces the idea that one would more than likely go and search out the one until it's found. And when he finds the one, there is much rejoicing. There's a celebration because he's found the lost sheep. And then we look at the parable of the lost coin in verses 8 through 10. It says, "Or what woman, having 10 silver coins, if she loses one coin, does not light a lamp and sweep the house and seek diligently until she finds it? And when she has found it, she calls together her friends and her neighbors, saying, 'Rejoice with me, for I have found the coin that I had lost.' Just so, I tell you, there is joy before the angels of God over one sinner who repents." What we see here is a woman who's got 10 silver coins. She loses one, and she's faced with a dilemma. She can be content with the 9 that she still has, or she can drop everything and go out and search for that 10th coin. And in this parable, that's exactly what Jesus presents. He shows the woman who drops everything, sweeps the whole house, searching out for that 10th coin, and she rejoices when she's found it. Both of these parables, I think, are worthy of comparison to your job as a coach. Jesus is speaking of persistence and detail in both of these parables, one with the shepherd and one with the woman. As coaches, these are familiar concepts to us because good coaches are all about the details, every minute detail that will help their team reach its full potential. So think about this. If we replace the idea of sheep or coins with wins, we recognize that as a coach, we've got so much in common with that shepherd and with that woman because we too will spare no expense. We'll drop everything to search out that other win. We're not content with just what we have. We're persistent, and every detail matters when we're seeking out to help our team reach its full potential. But with that said, what we do is about so much more than just wins. So the question becomes, how important are persistence and detail in every aspect of what you do as a coach? In every aspect of how you communicate and relate to your players. The main point of these two parables is that Jesus doesn't give up on anyone. He has come to seek and to save the lost, and in doing so, he's all about the details and will spare no expense to bring another child home. So as a coach, I want to challenge you to be about the details in every aspect of your players' lives. Maybe you have a lost sheep or a lost coin on your team, a player struggling with some aspect of their life. Are you content that you have enough players that have it together? Or do you leave the crowd, so to speak, to help try to rescue the one? See, at some point in your life spiritually, you were that one sheep, and Christ came and found you. And more than likely, at some point in your life, you were that one sheep struggling with a difficult situation, and you had that one coach, that one teacher, that one family member, that one friend, someone who came to your aid to help you through it. I want to challenge you as a coach to be that one today for somebody. To be frank, sometimes I question if I'm making much sense, but I hope that I've driven the point home that in these two parables, we see that Jesus doesn't give up on anyone. And as followers of Christ, we're to model this behavior. As a coach, you're going to have players that fall through the cracks. It's inevitable. You're going to have players that refuse your help. It's inevitable. However, I want to challenge you to be intentional with your time and to be persistent with your relationships so that when the moment arises, you can notice a lost sheep and step in to help. You know as well as I do that it's those moments of assistance that players will cherish so much more than the wins that you earn together. Coaches, I want to commend you for what you do. I firmly believe that now more than ever, your role is vital for our next generation. God is sovereign, and He has specifically placed you where you are for a purpose. I want you to be encouraged with that today. I want you to rest in that, and I want you to continue to be a light in your community and in your school. God bless you. Thanks again for joining us this week, and don't forget to like, share, and subscribe as we attempt to grow our community. And also, check out our website at ultimategroundrules.wixsite.com/website, where you can find information about our weekly Bible studies each Monday morning. And until next week, stand firm in the faith.